Connected, first away reserve league game of the season. 2-0 defeat to St Mirren. What are your thoughts on that one?
Overall, very disappointed with the first half. And that's the question I asked them at half time. It's the first, I think, time we've lost a little bit of composure with them at half time, I would say. And asked them the question. It was all about, you know, can they win their individual battles? Can they tackle somebody? Can they go with the intent to win the ball? Because quite clearly, the first half, St Mirren completely dominated the whole full first half, like we have done in previous games. So it was good from that point, but it was overall giving players too much respect. Want to go tight when it's on to go tight and want to win the ball. Not one player from my team, Tom Bragg, actually won one tackle in the whole first half. And that drives me absolutely crazy, because I don't know if we're just living in the modern day game where, you know, players don't want to win tackles. And they were told in certain terms at half time that we had to win more, you know, free balls or get up tighter and press them higher. And certainly the second half we did, we asked them questions. And we had a little spell in the second half at 1-0 where, you know, with a little bit more experience, I would say, you know, we had 2 or 3s on at that time. And I don't make excuses for age groups. Very much, but if we just took that extra pass, we'd have been in to finish through their mistakes off a really, really good press 2 or 3 times, which was encouraging. But they're young kids, right? You know, and that's the piece. It's the part of their education. We don't get that what they got in the first half, because they had a bit of experience there. The boy Cameron McPherson's a good player. He's a 98. They had York Evan there, who's a 97. They're against their 02s, 2000s, albeit they're younger, and that's what I'm saying to them. Although they're young, regardless of what age you're playing against, have an impact in the game. If you don't have an impact in the game, what's the point in being out there? You know, I've been there so many times before. It's, you know, if we're struggling, yes, we narrow in and become a little bit more defensive. Or if we're not getting the ball enough, why are we not getting the ball enough? And the second half was a far better game, albeit we lost a poor goal later on. But, you know, Ben Swinton had a great save for the penalty. Some of them, you know, I asked them that. They actually enjoyed the second half, believe it or not. And I know that it was, they had a few counters where they could have really hurt us, but I didn't care about that. I'm chasing the game. I wanted to send numbers higher. We did get exposed at times, but, you know, we are going to get exposed. That's just part of it. And, you know, I keep saying it. I wanted to try and be exciting, and I want to get higher, more numbers up the pitch, especially when we're pressing. We did that the second half, but we never, ever, I don't think we looked like winning the game, which was tough.
They are a wee bit harsh. I mean, Paul Allen's probably your only real experienced player on your side. And the St Mirren team, I haven't checked it, but there's a lot of names in that lineup there that I recognise. So, you know, they're maybe a good bit more experienced than your team.
They are. I'm playing it down a little bit, Douglas. You know, they are. But there's always a but, right? You know, if you finish the game with 5 2000s on, are we happy with that? Sort of, kind of, yes, because, you know, we've got Lennon Watson there in from Hearts, we've got Mac Ramos in for Hearts now, Kieran Mitchell's came in for Hearts. That's their first experience playing reserve football. So the jump up for these guys is enormous, and they are giving away a lot. I mean, you expect their players to stroll about and find passes. That's fine, but my point is, can we be better defensively, or can we win a ball that's played in the box and can we just clear it? Everyone's not got to be pretty when we're defending, right? And that's the point I'm making to them. You have to win your individual battles, especially when you're a centre-back or a full-back. Today, we struggled with that, and that was what was disappointing. But they answered a lot of questions second half. It got better, so, you know, it needed to be addressed, and, you know, there was good, there was a little bit of improvement in the second half.
So you can go home reason.
Well, I am, Douglas. I say it, you know, I don't mind losing, as long as they lose and they show me that there's intent, or there's, you know, if you're having a bad game or whatever, they want to try and do things better, or they want to give me more effort or whatever. They did that the second half. They could have crumbled, because they did play against a good side today, and they never. So that was a question we asked them, and that was a pleasing piece, but we never deserved to win the game. And I can hold my hands up and say that. Did we had chances at times which could have, but they were the better team than us today. But we did give away a lot in age groups, but that might just be an excuse, right?
How's Lewis Sawyers?
I don't know how Lewis Sawyers is, but Lewis Sawyers is all right. Lewis Sawyers, he hurt his ankle a little bit. that's a bit where I had a little chat with the referee, because I thought that the kid could have been booked for it because he was through, or he had 10 yards to run into, and he just clipped his ankle. But there's a kid that's played a lot of games recently. I mean, the last two or three games for Cross Gates he's playing Saturday, Tuesday, and you can see a difference on him. You know, he's certainly grown, he looks more confident, and he's got moments of, you know, brilliance at times, especially Tuesday night when he played, he was good. So he's continuing his form, but we just lacked a little bit final ball today, a little bit from him as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.